Don't forget to keep up and read Steve's latest column at Newsmax.com.
Good to have you here on a Tuesday. Good to have you here on a Tuesday. You may have noticed, we talked about this some yesterday, Paris burning. Yeah, Paris burning. Because thousands of demonstrators from all over the country massed on the famous boulevard in downtown Paris and lit fires and complained, all in response to the idea of raising gas taxes. Again, Dan Perkins here, registered investment advisor with over 40 years of investment experience and a lot more. Dan, welcome back.
Good morning. By the way, I have to tell you, that commercial from the National Rifle Association, man, I loved it. I need to get a copy of that.
Well, we can arrange that. Just hang on the line when we're done. Anything for you, Dan? Anything at all?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Let me ask you this. When you look at what's happening, because I want to remind people that it wasn't very long ago that Emmanuel Macron was the hero of the left. He was the hero of Democrats, and he was what Donald Trump should aspire to be, and he was making a fool of Donald Trump and so on and so forth. His popularity numbers are half or less of Donald Trump. He's in the low 20s now. People want him to leave off, and they run him. He's young and charismatic. He's like the French Beto O'Rourke, which is the next thing the Democrats want to push on us here in America, is Beto O'Rourke, and he looks just like Emmanuel Macron in many ways. What do you make of it?
Well, I think what you're seeing is the left desperately wanted something to try and counteract the right in Europe and specifically in France. And so Macron, as I call him, he gave him the great white hope. But when he got in power and realized what he was going to have to do to try and do all the things that he wanted to do, he had to start raising taxes. And the people were just plain angry with him because he misled them. Part of the problem was he had no clue of what was going to have to happen, and that's somewhat of the we have that example in the United States, Ms. Cortez in New York, who was being inaugurated on January 3rd and started signing bills on January the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't know how she was going to pay for all the things that she said we should have, shows an inexperience and a lack of intelligence about what's going on. So the people in France, that protest had two sides. The first side was the riot was about the increase in gas tax.
Right, that's part of it, yes.
But the second part of it was, which we didn't report here in the United States, with the French people absolutely had it with the Muslims trying to take over their country.
That's what it all comes back to. It comes back to migration issues, without question.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Merkel being forced from office herself for the same reason. She brought 1 million migrants into a country of just under 80 million people. And, you know, forcing them into, you know, I read stories about German villages with 600 and 800 people living there, and suddenly had 5,000 and 6,000 migrants show up. I mean, your
right.
German village isn't a German village anymore, is it?
No, and the point is of following your lead. The point is that the left around the world, including the United States, does not understand that Muslims coming into a country are forbidden by their religion to assimilate with Christians and Jews. So you've heard of the no-go zones, but what's happening in France, for example, this is what the true French are upset with, is that in addition to no-go zones in cities, the Muslims are setting up enclaves outside in the countryside, and they're building them into Islamic small towns. And they're now about 10.
Let me jump in there. So just so we're clear on, they have no interest in being German at all,
or French, or Italian, or English. No, they
or American.
Right.
Go on.
So we have Lansing, Michigan, in the United States. Wants to have Sharia law. Wants to abandon the U.S. Constitution. and wants to create, in essence, a Muslim state in the United States out of the state of Michigan. And they're slowly but surely subdividing the state with enclaves over the state. And as they get more and more population, and they are much more effective breeders than we are in this country.
But hold on, hold on. I sit here in Lansing. I really don't have any idea what you're speaking of.
Okay. Well, they're doing a good job of hiding it then, aren't they?
Well, then do explain.
They are moving into communities all over the state of, not only just of the state of Michigan, but many other areas. And they are building up these internal enclaves, and they were basically rejecting Michigan law, Lansing law, and the United States Constitution. And they are working diligently to establish Sharia. Look at Minnesota, which has a huge Muslim population, has elected a Muslim attorney general. And this guy is also the vice chairman of the Democratic National Party. So what I'm saying is that in New Jersey and in Minnesota and in Michigan and in other places around the country, California and Illinois, they are setting up these small communities within other communities. And there are people. My nephew lives in Columbus, Ohio, and I go back there at Christmas time, maybe a couple of times. Mm. And 2 years ago, my nephew said to me, Uncle Danny, when you drive in Columbus, you have to be careful because the various minorities that have now come in great population.
This warrants
population of Somalis. They don't pay attention to the traffic laws. They drive right through the red light.
Yeah,
and
deeper research.
And they injure people.
Deeper research is required. Dan Perkins, I appreciate you being here. We're up against a hard break. I got to run. Good conversation. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Got to run. It warrants a closer examination, I suppose. I have no proof whatsoever of that. I'm not sure what we're speaking of. Maybe somebody can help me out. Send me a line, stevegruber.com. Tell me what Dan was referring to, because I am at a loss at the moment, 25 after.